foreign aid workers come and go in Afghanistan, but Japanese humanitarian Tetsu Nakamura was different. He was a doctor and stayed in Afghanistan for decades, until this Wednesday when Nakamura was driving to work in the Afghan city of Jalalabad and gunmen opened fire on his car. Nakamura and five of his Afghan colleagues were shot dead. Lotfullah Najafizadeh is head of Tolo News in Kabul. He's followed Nakamura's work.
He was an extraordinary individual. He came to Afghanistan and he went to a rural area to help people gain access to water. And he turned a desert into a green area. So he changed lives. He was not one of those aid workers being in Kabul or some of the other big cities inside the heavily guarded compounds. He was in Afghanistan for many, many years, and recently he was granted honorary Afghan citizenship.
So I gather that he entered Afghanistan as an MD, a clinician in the 80s, but saw a more effective focus on agriculture and realized that drought was actually killing more people than his clinics could save.
Right. And he was living and working like a local. Everybody in Jalalabad loved him. He was not a foreigner at all, I mean, one can argue. He was speaking the local language, and he was living there like an Afghan.
Those irrigation techniques that he brought from Japan to Afghanistan, I mean, those are hundreds of years old. I know Afghans are excellent engineers. How is it that this canal building technique was not well known in Afghanistan?
His techniques, you know, I think, were quite unique in a sense that he managed to get it done. And he was very persistent. He was very dedicated to it. And he gave it a lot of time. And that's not something that you you see so much here. You start something and then you don't finish it, or you do not a very good job and it's not sustainable. He put his entire life in it. He was basically living it. And that was the reason that this was such a successful project. But that was not the only thing he was doing.
Right. He also oversaw the construction of mosques. Let's listen to what Dr. Nakamura actually said about that. Dr. Nakamura is saying there, they were pleased when the water came, of course, but hearing about the mosque made them even happier. Until that time, Dr. Nakamura continues, it was as if being a Muslim was considered something bad. There's even a photo of that moment I saw, and the locals literally picked up Dr. Nakamura and held him aloft like a hero. It reminds me, though, that a lot of foreign aid workers who come to Afghanistan, they promise to respect the culture, and in the long run, they don't really. How was Dr. Nakamura different that way?
He loved the country in a very true sense, and he connected with local people. He had a nickname, and people loved him, and he was not seen as a foreigner.
What was his nickname?
Kaka Murad, Uncle Murad. That's what some people, you know, called him. Murad means in Farsi destiny and luck.
Wow.
And that suited his character, that suited his commitment. He was well known in particular part of Afghanistan, but after his death, I think the whole country is mourning, and I haven't seen such a reaction for any of the Afghan losses recently.
Who is likely responsible for this attack that killed Dr. Nakamura and his colleagues?
It's very difficult to say. There are a lot of people roaming around in the country with guns. Anyone can do that. But whoever did it, I think they just don't want to see Afghanistan move forward, Afghanistan progress. Afghanistan built friendships with other people in the world. So enemy of not just Afghanistan, but I think humanity. All of us, including myself as Afghans, you know, we're really, really ashamed.
There's an outpouring of respect online for Uncle Murad. There's one Afghan who posted this video online where another person is expressing enormous respect for Nakamura at the inauguration of, what else, a water canal. And this man is saying, you took the construction very seriously. No one has ever been so conscientious before. We are very grateful. We pray for your health and success. It is a very different approach to humanitarian aid, though, isn't it?
Of course. You know, the way that he dedicated all he had and his time and resources and passion, that was quite unique. This is a story of friendship by someone who wanted really to make a difference in one of the most difficult places in the world for some of the most deprived people.
Yeah, I mean, attacks like this seem to be escalating in Afghanistan. Just about a week ago, an American working for the United Nations was killed in an explosion in Kabul. In places like Afghanistan, humanitarian work is dangerous work, and yet Afghans need humanitarian workers and will continue to need them. How do you get aid workers to think more like Dr. Nakamura, being really with the people and not here today, gone tomorrow?
It's very difficult. I think it's getting more and more difficult. A lot of foreigners and Afghans are being killed in what we see a new trend. A gunman on a motorcycle or driving by and started shooting at them. This is very, very alarming. I think this makes it difficult for other people, aid workers and countries and donors to commit to Afghanistan. I think Afghanistan lost not just an aid worker. I think Afghanistan lost someone who not just dedicated his life to make a difference, but who really made, you know, a huge deal of difference. I think the whole nation is indebted to his commitment and hard work for all these years.
Lotfullah Najafizadeh heads Tolo News in Kabul. He's been telling us about the life and work of Japanese humanitarian Dr. Tetsu Nakamura, who was shot and killed this week in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. Lotfullah, thank you very much for helping us remember the doctor.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.